Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us on this kind of cloudy Saturday morning, but we'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas on behalf of all the SCORE volunteers in our chapter. Merry Christmas and a blessed new year to you. My name's Tony Bush. I'm in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Good to have you back. It's been a couple weeks.
A little colder up here.
Yeah, you're down in Tennessee for a while enjoying the warmer weather. So welcome back to the wonderful world of Wisconsin.
Thanks. We have a great show for you this morning. If you are a business that is owned by mom and dad, or you're transitioning the business, or you're thinking about how do I transition my business, stay tuned because our guests this morning are Meredith Jaeger, the Executive Director of Wisconsin Family Business Forum, and Steve Weinert, who is the President of Crafts Incorporated in Manitowoc, a member of that forum and also the Chairman of the Board of that forum. So we're going to have a great program, a great conversation on how to transition a business when the time is right. But first, we want to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is located in a chamber building in downtown Appleton at 125 North Superior Street. Our phone number is 734-7101. And for the newer way to communicate today, it's foxcities.score.org. SCORE is a national organization. Our chapter has about 45 volunteer mentors working in three cities, Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac. We service an eight-county area. And we help business owners grow their businesses, or we help entrepreneurs start their businesses. If you have any questions about your business, is this a good idea, or should I finance this, or can I finance that, or I have a marketing question, intellectual properties, social media, any questions you have about your business, check us out at foxcities.score.org. You can fill out an application for a mentoring request right on the website. Probably within 2 or 3 days, a mentor will be contacting you to schedule your first meeting. And you have to remember that SCORE is for the life of your business. It's not just a one-time visit. We'll be with you for years if that's what you need. In addition to doing mentoring, we do a lot of seminars. And we have a seminar coming up in January. It's called Simple Steps. Randy, tell us a little bit about that program.
Or the one of the bigger programs we do is the Simple Steps program. It is 5 sessions, about 16 total hours for you, that covers all of the details about what you need to know to start your business, complete your business plan, work with your marketing, financials, all of the things that you need to know. The first program that we have will be on the 14th of January. That is the welcome and basic program. It goes through all the details as far as things that are important when you're thinking about starting a business. And that program is from 8 until noon on the 14th. It'll be held at the Copper Rock coffee shop in downtown Appleton. That's at 210 West College Avenue, right downtown Appleton. It includes coffee and snacks for the morning as well as lunch.
What's the fee?
Fee is $25.
Pretty good deal.
As it is for each of the programs.
Yeah.
That particular one will also have one of our attorneys available to talk about different business structures and so on. So you get about an hour of free attorney advice as well. Mm-hmm. We then will have 4 additional programs there on each Wednesday after, and then beginning on the 21st, the 28th, February the 4th, and February the 11th. Those are in the evening from 6 to 9. At the SCORE office at the Chamber Building on Superior Street in Appleton. Again, $25 each. The next session, again, deals with business basics, what do I need for my business team, and so on. The third session is on marketing, including information as well on different types of social media, how to use those as marketing tools. The fourth one is probably one of the least, quote, interesting but most important, and that is on the financials, what you need for the different financial documents, different reporting, and that
like
type of
thing.
Like
how do you read a balance sheet and an income statement, a statement of cash flows?
All of those items.
And Mary Lou Vandehei does that. She does a great job, and we use a case study in that program.
Right.
Too.
You get a CD that has all of these forms available for you for a fill-in-the-blank kind of situation to help you work your way through getting getting all of the numbers that you need. And the numbers you need, of course, are we have for the last session, and that's the one on February the 11th. Tony, you do a lot of the work on that one. And that one is, where do I find the money, which everybody gets excited about.
That pot of gold.
Trying to find both traditional and non-traditional ways of financing your business. Right. So again, the program starts on January the 14th. If you go out to the SCORE website and click on the information about local workshops, and you can register right there. Also, we have PayPal, so you can work right through that as far as the funding. $25 each. You can sign up for all of them at once or any one of them that you want to attend. And we'll be happy to have you join us and learn what it takes to get your business off the ground.
It's a great opportunity also to meet some SCORE mentors, because mentors attend these sessions and mix with the students. And the students build some relationships that last beyond the classes. And they actually are helping each other as they go into
Right. And one other thing, yes, there's a lot of the information is basic. It's about starting your business, but it's a great refresher for companies that are people who've been in business for a while.
Good point.
If you're trying to figure out, what do I do with my cash flow, or how do I improve my marketing, or, you know, I need more money from someplace, what do I need to do? Mm-hmm. This is a fantastic way to get the insights that you need to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's our Simple Steps program, and as Randy mentioned, you can find out more about that, and all the five segments are on our website at foxcities.score.org. We'd also like to remind you that if you'd like to listen to previous radio shows, you can do that at biztalkwithscore.com. Those shows get archived at biztalkwithscore.com, and you can listen to previous pearls of programs that we've had on our show. Also, I'd like to say thank you to our sponsors. We do have some sponsors who help bring this program to you each weekend, and without them, we wouldn't be able to do that. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Haling CPAs, Epiphany Law. We also want to thank Bank First National, who's a sponsor, and our guests today are actually sitting in for Bank First National, as the show is dedicated to Bank First National, but it's Meredith and Steve here this morning, and we're going to have a great program. We also want to thank eBiz Results in Oshkosh. Steve or Mike Pulvermacher and his team built the BizTalk with SCORE website for us, and they helped maintain that for us. So we thank their team, and we want to thank the Business News. The Business News promotes our show in their biweekly periodical called the Business News. If you're in business and not subscribed to the Business News, you really should be. For only $20 a year, you're going to learn a great deal about the business climate and what's going on in East Central Wisconsin. So thanks to our sponsors. And I'd also like to acknowledge one other guest in our studio this morning. Her name is Malaya Bangle. Good morning, Malaya.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to say hello. It's Malaya from Alabama, and I hope everybody has a great day and a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, honey. Malaya is my granddaughter, and she's about 13, going on 21. But she wanted to come into the radio studio to see what it's like to be on a show. So glad to have you here, honey.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, too.
Great. With that, we're going to take our first break. We'll be back at the other on the other side. We'll be talking to Meredith and Steve. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Welcome back. We're at BizTalk this morning. You're listening to BizTalk. We're a SCORE chapter with our radio show, and we promote SCORE, and we promote entrepreneurism. And in doing so, we bring folks on the program who can share their knowledge and their experience with new and growing entrepreneurs and business owners. This morning, our guests are Meredith Jaeger, Executive Director of Wisconsin Family Business Forum, and Steve Weinert, who's the President of Crafts Incorporated in Manitowoc. And we want to say good morning to Meredith and to Steve. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony, and thank you so much for having us today.
We're really glad you could make it.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
You betcha. Meredith, tell us a little bit about the forum. As the executive director, what does the forum do, and what is it all about?
Sure. So the Wisconsin Family Business Forum is an organization that is not quite 20 years old. And for the last 18 and a half years, we have been working to foster healthy family businesses in Northeast Wisconsin.
That's very important.
Yes, absolutely. So a lot of what we do is bringing folks together for educational programs, peer groups, and we can talk a little bit about some of those things in a bit as well, but providing networking opportunities and resources really just to help make sure that our family businesses in Northeast Wisconsin are successful and continue to grow and build our communities as well.
Where are you located, Meredith, and what's your phone number or your email address?
Sure. So my office is located on the campus at UW-Oshkosh. The Wisconsin Family Business Forum has a partnership with UW-Oshkosh College of Business. So I am housed in Sage Hall on the UW-Oshkosh campus. My phone number, I can be reached at area code 920-424-2257. Mm-hmm. And my email address is WFBFDirector, so that stands for Wisconsin Family Business Forum Director, at uwosh.edu.
Great. Thanks, Meredith. And Steve, what is your role at the forum?
I'm presently the board chairman at the Wisconsin Family Business Forum, a role that I've had a little bit over a year. Really have had a lot of fun with the forum, and our biggest recent project was bringing Meredith on.
Yeah, but you also own a company.
We do.
Tell us about your company.
I'm president of Crafts Incorporated. We're an industrial roofing and architectural metal firm out of Manitowoc that services most of northeastern Wisconsin. So we're a family-owned business. I'm third generation. We have a lot of third and fourth generation members that run about 80 people doing people's commercial buildings.
Mm-hmm. Now, Meredith, about the forum, you have members and you also have sponsors. Can you tell us a little bit about the role of each of those?
Sure. So as I mentioned before, the Family Business Forum is a partnership. So mm-hmm. it's a partnership between our members, our sponsors, and the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh. And so currently we have 7 sponsors and 28 members. And in terms of the role of our sponsors, they really help not only provide financial and in-kind services and programs for our members, but our sponsors get a lot out of our programming as well because they're out there working with their clients and helping family businesses, members of ours and non-members. But to the extent that they are participating in our programs and learning about the unique dynamics that happen within family businesses, they can take that information back and help their clients as well. So we're also providing a value back to our sponsors. Our members, what our members provide is the sharing of information. So those experiences that our members have gone through so that when our members are going through a particular issue with succession or communication or whatever the case may be through their transition, someone else in our organization has probably been there and done that and can share their experience and help others through that.
Mm-hmm. So a good support group there.
Absolutely.
I also would like to acknowledge one of your sponsors and the SCORE BizTalk sponsors, Bank First National. They've been great for SCORE and for the BizTalk program. And Joan Wolt is the regional president or area president for that organization. It's their show today, but they decided instead of them coming and talking to bring you in, Meredith, and talk about the Wisconsin Family Business Forum. But I just want to say a special thank you to Joan and the Bank First National team over there for their support of SCORE, BizTalk, and of the Family Forum.
Yes, and Bank First National has been really supportive of us. We're a not-for-profit organization, and so certainly our resources are limited. But what Bank First National has done for us in terms of providing some visibility and some awareness of our organization has really been critical to us getting our word out to let folks know that we are here to help everything from this radio show to helping participate in programming and business expos. And they really have been a wonderful partner for us.
Yep.
From our commercial side, as a multi-generational partner, Bank First National has been really critical for us, and they've been awesome.
Well, that's great to hear. That's good. They're a great organization. We have to take our first break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll give out the phone numbers. We'll continue our conversation with Meredith and Steve. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to Biz Talk. Our guests this morning are Meredith Jaeger, who is the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Family Business Forum, and Steve Weinert is the President of Crafts Incorporated in Manitowoc, and he's also the Chairman of the Board at the Forum. And we're having a great conversation this morning about family-owned businesses, their health, and their value and their importance to the community, and how do we transition them. I'd like to give out the phone numbers right now and invite you to call in with a question for Meredith or Steve. If you're a family-owned business, or even if you're not, give us a call at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150 outside the Appleton area. You can reach us at 866-887-1150. Meredith, on the website, there's some great material about the forum, and I'd encourage people to go to your website and read about it. And there's one thing in there that's called the Family Business Education Certificate Program. Can you tell us a little bit about that? That's a multi-tiered, layered thing, and it's a really helpful program.
Absolutely. And so we do have a Family Business Education Certificate Series program, and that is not just for our members. That is open to anyone in a family business, whether they are part of the family, part of the ownership group, a non-family member of the management team. So it really is more open to the general public. And really, we take all of those issues that are a bit unique to family businesses, and we break it down into a 7-part education series. So it's spread out over a course of 9 or 10 months, and it's 1 day per month broken into 7 different topic areas. So we have a new program starting up in January. And we start out with just talking about it that first session, the general defining of the family business, roles of the family, roles of the non-family folks, and what does that look like, and how do all those dynamics kind of pull together. So that's where we start, and then we move on to the following 6 programs, which include the family business governance, so different options for the management of the family business, so looking at both the human resource side and general management topics, if you will. And then certainly the strategic planning in family business. As you know, working with entrepreneurs and startup companies, strategic planning is really important. And so we've included that with the family business aspects as well as part of our program. The business management side, so the compensation, the performance management, those are certainly issues for lots of businesses, but when you include family members and children and siblings and all of that, certainly some unique aspects with that. The evolving ownership, so as you mentioned before, that transition, and how do we handle that, and what does that look like, and what are the resources that they need to pull together to make a successful transition as well. Evolving leadership, so not just the business, but who's going to take it over. So the human aspect of transitioning. And finally, that culture and change and conflict and kind of just pulling all of that together and how that works in a family business.
Yeah. We find that, working with our clients, we find it to be very, very important, especially those last few aspects there, to get started on that as early as possible. And so it's great that your program, highlights that as a starting point.
As a family business certificate program graduate, I can tell you I'm privileged to have had a fairly good classical business education. This program put everything in perspective. Is where the rubber hits the road. Mm-hmm. And the people that came in and spoke to us and told us how it really worked, what worked well, what didn't work well, was phenomenal. It was so worth the time.
Again, the importance of starting early with that. I've run into clients who wait until we're planning on retiring in 6 weeks and want to give it to the kids. Bad idea. How early do you recommend people start planning?
I would recommend start planning as soon as you start your business. Okay. As soon as you start, whether you have a spouse or a sibling or a parent or a child who is in the business with you from the beginning, you might be starting it on your own, but it turns into a family business because you're a part of a family and your business becomes part of you. And so as you look at, okay, what's my exit plan? Mm-hmm. I started this business, but what is my exit plan? You really have to start thinking about that so early on because if you wait until it's close to that time, it's too late.
Mm-hmm. Meredith, when people are starting a business, that's a good point because when people start a business, they're all in. They're passionate. They're working 20 hours a week, right?
Yeah.
They're working like 120 hours a week, but they're really in it, all the way in. And they're all in for 40 years, 45 years. And then all of a sudden, the end comes. They sell a business or they're just too old. Do you help people transition their own personal schedules? I got to get up and work and work and work and work. And then all of a sudden, the business is owned by somebody else. Somebody else is making a decision. How do I cope with that myself now as the guy who started the business?
Mm-hmm. We do, and we have some educational programs that we put on that topic. But the biggest value for those folks, because they have their identity for those 40 years has been their business.
Yep.
They're out in the community and, you know,
yep.
Steve, you go out and you're talking about, you know, I am the president of Crafts and Corporate, right? And so when you're no longer that, you're just Steve, right? And so how do you?
And it's quite a transition. I know that I've heard from a number of the people in this position that particularly participating in the peer groups, mm-hmm. particularly the senior exec peer group has been extremely helpful for them because they've been then able to share from the experience of those who've already done this. We all have to remember, we're doing things that other people have done before.
Right.
Other people have run a business. They've not run our business, but they've run a business.
Okay. Could you, Steve, could you tell a little bit more? That peer group program sounds very interesting. Who's involved with that? Where you find people to be peers, you know, part of that program, and how it helps the families?
Well, drawn from the members, there are different peer groups. We have people participating. I participate in one called Generation Now. It's been very, very useful group, and it's everything from a little bit of an eggity aunt sort of scenario to really we brought in people that would talk to us about certain technical issues that were of interest to our particular group. Mm-hmm. I have non-family members that participate in the non-family peer group, and they found it very, very useful because they need to understand how does the family dynamics affect them. So there's a whole variety of peer groups. There are ones about people up and coming. There are ones about people who, like myself, who've mm-hmm. suddenly put in a position where they, you know, need to lead a group. There are ones for kind of, you know, that are now looking at the other end of the career. They're transitioning, and how do they do it?
With these, how often do you meet, and how does that work?
It's a little bit up to the peer groups. Ours meets formally once a month, mm-hmm. and then some of the people occasionally will meet, on an ad hoc basis, and they'll invite each other over. That
okay,
sort of
so, yeah, I've got a question or a problem. Yeah. I give you a call and say, let's have a cup of coffee and talk about it.
Absolutely, it's really good because you have a group of people who rapport, and our particular peer group has set up its rules that what's there stays there, so we can share some information.
Absolutely.
Sort of like having a big NDA among everybody.
Yeah, confidentiality requirement
right.
is always there. So
right.
great.
And what Steve mentioned, how his peer group works is very typical of the rest of our peer groups. So we have one, and so it's not really because he's Generation Now. Once he's a senior exec, he changes peer groups. They kind of go through this process together. So, for example, one of our peer groups is called TBD, and that stood for my role in my organization is to be determined.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know what that looks like yet.
Clever.
But most of those folks, so there's about 8 to 10 folks in each peer group, mm-hmm. but all of them have now transitioned into being, you know, president, general manager, whatnot. So they're kind of like a Generation Now, but they don't change groups. They stay together and help each other through that next phase. And so they just kind of...
The next challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
yeah. absolutely.
To be a member of one of these peer groups and to take advantage of this, you need to be a member of the forum.
Yes,
and
that's
how correct. How do I do that? What do I need to do to become a member of the forum?
So the membership in the forum is actually an organizational-wide membership. So your organization would join, not as an individual, but when your organization or your family, right? So as you join as an entity, all of the folks who are a part of your family or your business or both are welcome to any of our mm-hmm. programs, welcome to join any of our peer groups, and participate in any one of our programs. So it's an organizational-wide, family-wide membership. And
great.
So, you know, certainly if there are folks out there who are, you know, wondering what we're about and you're not finding the answers on our website, certainly feel free to give me a call. My number directly is 920-424-2257. I would be more than happy to come out and visit with you, answer whatever questions you have about the forum, maybe some issues that you're having, specific questions. Maybe I can help find a resource for you or whatnot. So feel free to reach out to us.
And what kind of businesses are members and sponsors for your organization?
In terms of membership, I would say that it very much mirrors the makeup of our businesses in Northeast Wisconsin. So we have roofing companies. We have a lot of manufacturing folks, a lot of manufacturing, printing, insurance, advertising, those types of businesses. So it doesn't really matter what industry you're in. What matters to us is that you're a family business. In terms of our sponsors, those are folks who provide support to our family businesses. So whether that be a bank, a law firm, an organizational development firm, accounting, those kind of support services areas is really where we draw from our sponsors. And certainly we are always looking for more members and more sponsors. So if there are folks out there who are out there helping family businesses and are interested in how they can get engaged as a sponsor partner, we'd be happy to chat with you about that as well.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the sponsors, Meredith, they could be a family-owned business that wants to foster greater awareness for other business owners on how to transition to the next generation. It doesn't need to be an accounting firm or a law firm or a bank or anything like that.
Correct. One of our sponsors actually very specifically is a family business, and they help people.
Perfect.
It's an organizational development kind of organization, UTech Consulting. And so they're a family business. They have multiple generations, mm-hmm. but they also are providing those services mm-hmm. to other family businesses to help them through their issues as well.
Now, your organization started in 96, I think.
Correct.
It was founded in 1996 at UW Oshkosh campus. And you've only been on the job since September?
Correct.
But you have an interesting background. Tell us a little bit about your background. What brought you to the forum?
Sure. So I have been working with entrepreneurs and startup companies since, oh gosh, probably off and on for the last 15 years. My most recent project was working with aviation and aerospace startups and entrepreneurs to help them commercialize their ideas. So I've run into a lot of the issues working with those entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. as you do working with SCORE, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I've been around. I'm part of a family business, me not personally, but my dad and my brothers are, which by association,
right.
I am part of a family business,
you
right?
You've seen how it works from the inside.
Yes. Yes. So when the opportunity came up to come work for the forum and help lead this organization and take it to the next level, I was really excited about it, because what excites me and, you know, in everything that I do is working with others who are passionate about what they do and helping them see success, mm-hmm. whether it was with my aviation companies for the last 7 or 8 years, and now I have the pleasure of working with family businesses. And if you don't know a family business, they are very passionate about their family, who they are, making sure that their organization is succeeding and giving back to their community. So very exciting for me.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to comment on that, Ken? Steve?
Well, I mean, I just think what Meredith has brought to the organization with energy and everything is just fantastic. The history of the Family Business Forum is that over the years, it's continued to grow. The education certificate came out. We have outstanding programs. The programs this year, each have just received, you know, tremendous regard, both on the content, but then also in how they were personalized to those unique things that happen with a family business. Mm-hmm. Family business is always a balance between the economic sides, the commercial sides, and also how do you take care of making sure everyone's happy around the Thanksgiving
right.
table.
Right, yeah.
And that's a big deal. It really is a big deal, and they really do a great job of reaching out to both those things, bringing them together, and putting a structure to it that help people get through it. Yeah. I know from our commercial roofing business, it's been extremely important as we've we've passed the baton between generations. It's just been exceptionally helpful.
When you're talking about that, what are, you know, for family businesses as they grow, what are some of the things that you have to kind of look out for or keep an eye on?
Well, one of the biggest things I believe is that you actually have to get the generations to talk to each other, mm-hmm. and they need to talk in a meaningful way and a way that handles their emotional and family needs without letting those needs get in the way of providing for the long-term economic success of everyone. Also, you have to really consider what your family is. In my case, I consider it the whole business. I mean, I look at all the people. There isn't anyone there that I wouldn't have at my dining room table and sit down with. I mean, they're really our big family. So you have to get that viewpoint too. And when you make these decisions, you've got to consider them all. Many family businesses run, like we talked before, run right to retirement and suddenly say, oh my gosh, I've mm-hmm. got to suddenly figure out how I'm going to transition this. I hate to say it, but you almost have to think about, what if I wasn't there tomorrow? How have I taken care of these
right.
people?
Yeah.
How, you know, if I were in their shoes, how would they feel about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can respect that. I was employed over the years by two major family businesses. One of them happens to be one of your sponsors, the McClone Agency. And so I know what it's like to work for one, and I know some of the trials and tribulations that they go through too, as far as transitioning. But it's it's something that you've got the peer groups, you've got these organizations to help them with, and it's great to have them reach out to you. So
we're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue this conversation. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to our final segment this morning. We're talking with Meredith Jaeger, who is the executive director of the Wisconsin Family Business Forum, and Steve Weinert, who's the president of Crafts Incorporated in Manitowoc, and Steve is the chairman of the board for the forum. We're talking a little bit before the break about the role of knowing your employees and everyone's a family. I'd just like to ask a quick question. Isn't it important for the business owner to understand that they really have a fiduciary responsibility for the well-being of the families of the employees?
Tony, absolutely. Is that if you don't treat everyone as family, you're going to end up creating a we-they situation, which, as we were talking during the break, can lead to a thing where talented people don't feel really that they're part of the business.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened in that case is that the family ties have gotten away of the enterprise ties.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting those in balance is really a big deal.
Mm-hmm. And what parts does the forum, what different services the forum offer to be able to help with that?
Well, I'm going to ask Meredith to mention just an upcoming event that we have that's dealing with one of the sides of this, and that's getting some very difficult conversations done.
Okay.
And we have a program coming up.
Yes, so we do have a program coming up on Wednesday, February 18th. It is Courageous Conversations, and really it's helping folks develop that interpersonal communication competence and giving them some tools and tips and really some applicable things that they can take back to their company and their family to help them really be more effective in their communication and making sure that you are expressing, you know, what the goals of the family and the business are with everyone around the table, family and non-family. So that's one program we have coming up. That is on Wednesday, February 18th. It will be held at the Bridgewood Resort Hotel in Neenah.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's Courageous Conversations by Tony Herrera at Schreiber Foods. He's become quite an expert in communication, talent development kind of areas.
Meredith, if someone wanted to come, they could just contact you right at the forum office, right?
Yes, they could call me at 424-2257 or go to our website. There is registration on the website at wfbf.uwosh.edu.
That's a great website. It's a lot of really good information out there. What was that? I didn't have my pen handy. Can you tell me what that website is again?
Sure. It's wfbf.uwosh.edu.
Great. And Steve, if someone wants to call you in the next couple of weeks and find out from you what your experience has been, how do they reach you?
I'll be happy to speak with them. I can be reached at our Manitowoc office, and that's 920-682-7707. Or they can drop me an email, and it's srw@craftsroofing.com. If they want to talk about roofing as well, happy to do that.
Yeah. And Crafts is spelled C-R-A-F-T-S.
With a C, yes.
Yep. Well, as is our custom in our BizTalk program, we would like to ask you to leave a pearl of wisdom, a little business tip for our listening audience. And ladies first.
Okay. Well, my biggest tip for everyone listening today is for all of you either starting your business, transitioning your business, whatever phase of business you're in, make sure that you're taking time to work on your business and not just in your business. All of these things that we're talking about, the, you know, having an advisory board, a strategic plan, a growth plan, those things all take time, and they need you and they require you to take a step back from taking orders and sales and managing projects to really sit back and have those plans in place. So my tip is take time to work on your business, not just in your business.
Great advice.
Outstanding. Steve?
Mine's very simple. Believe in your people. Is that, you know, let them learn, let them grow. If necessary, let them make mistakes and let them learn how to correct them. And remember that you're part of a team. You're at best the coach. I know in my particular case, I don't install any roofing. There's a whole team that does it, and I'm proud of them for what they do. I have to make sure I don't get in the way of it.
Right. Yeah.
Good tip. Well, that's our show this morning. We want to thank Meredith and Steve for being our guests. It was a great program, and thank you very much for making a trip over from Manitowoc. Steve and Meredith, thanks for coming in from Oshkosh. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You betcha. We want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and we'd also like to say thank you to Bank First National for making this program available today as a sponsor of BizTalk. We want to thank them for that. So, Merry Christmas, everybody. Malaya, do you have anything you'd like to say?
I hope everybody has a great day, and a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And Randy, we're going to be off the air for 2 weeks. We're coming back on January 10th, Christmas holiday, New Year's.
Right.
So and our guest is going to be Kurt Haling.
Right.
It's January 10th. Good way to start the tax year.
Absolutely. All the scary things that have happened, you can figure out what to do next.
Yeah.
So good luck with that. But, yes, I'd like to also say thank you very much to everybody for the year we've had. It's been a great honor to be on the show with you guys. And have a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. Enjoy. And enjoy your families. If you're in business or whatever, enjoy the families. This is a wonderful time.
Well, thanks, everybody, for listening, and happy 2014, and wish you all a very blessed 2015. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.